In his latest review, this time of an H.G. Wells classic, Jacob Blickenstaff focuses his lens on how the tiniest of creatures could carry the film into your classroom.
Reviewing Journey to the Center of the Earth last month piqued my interest in other recent versions of frequently adapted science fiction classics. The 2005 Tom Cruise Steven Spielberg blockbuster War of the Worlds came to mind, so I picked up a copy and found some scenes worth your attention. H.G. Wells' novel, The War of the Worlds, came out in 1898, depicting a Martian invasion of England in the early 20th century. The story has inspired many adaptations, including the famous 1938 Orson Welles radio play, which caused minor panic in the U.S., and the 1953 film classic starring Gene Barry. In this latest movie version, Spielberg has brought the story to the early 21st century and centers the action in the northeastern U.S., although the invasion is a global event. As the alien invaders rampage across the land, crane operator Ray Ferrier, Cruz, is attempting to take his children from New Jersey to Boston to reunite them with his ex-wife, their mother.
Take care of our kids.
You got nothing to worry about.
Along the way, they meet Harlan Ogilvie, a deranged former ambulance driver played by Tim Robbins.
There's nothing living in that direction!
They've been planning this for a million years. These are only the first. They'll keep coming.
Just as defeat at the tentacles of the aliens seems certain, the creatures and the red weed they brought with them begin to die off. The concluding narrative, voiced by the always reassuring Morgan Freeman, tells us that the aliens fell victim to earthbound microorganisms, invaders that humans can fight off because of our long history together. We are introduced to these tiny but important players in the first few seconds of the movie. The opening shot of the film pulls the camera out from the scale of chromosomes in the nucleus of a paramecium, to dozens of the single-celled creatures, to the drop of water they are all living in. This beautifully animated sequence made me want to get a drop of pond water and look at it under the microscope, so you might generate interest in a microscope activity by showing this clip. You will have to explain that your classroom microscope cannot show individual strands of DNA, though. The film ends by reversing this shot, zooming back in on the microbes that saved humanity from the alien invaders. An excellent extended version of this zoom in and zoom out was created by Ray and Charles Eames in the 1970s and is available at powersof10.com.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.